Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you as the Magic season is now less than 2 weeks away from its conclusion. They were in action last night, and they fall to the Brooklyn Nets. They now go 1-3 on the season against Brooklyn. 111-104 is the final. Seven players in double figures for Brooklyn, led by Caris LeVert and D'Angelo Russell with 16 apiece for the Magic. Nick Vucevic, 24-15. Mario Hezonja continues to impress here in his extended minutes this season. 23 points coming off a nice performance in a season-high 39 minutes the game before. This is Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer. We will talk to John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com in about a matter of a minute or two. But want to let everybody know, immediately following tomorrow night's telecast on Fox Sports Florida, we're going to have our next Inside the Magic. This one is called Mo Buckets. It's going to feature a lot of behind the scenes on Mo Spates, now playing back in Central Florida. We go back to St. Petersburg, where he grew up, how he got to the NBA, playing for the Gators, winning a national championship at UF, and then winning an NBA title with the Golden State Warriors. So a lot of good stuff. And then a very touching human element, him losing his sister, LaShonda Glenn. Just an unbelievable story, and certainly our heart aches for Maurice and everything that he's had to deal with in regard to that. So we'll touch a little more on that with John Denton as well. He wrote a terrific article on Mo Spates. But again, that's our next Inside the Magic. It debuts on Fox Sports Florida immediately following our post-game show tomorrow night. And we also have our next Orlando Magic Pod Squad, so you definitely want to tune into that. You can go to iTunes, you can go to Google Play, Spotify, wherever you download your podcast, and you can type in Orlando Magic Pod Squad and get the latest. And Aaron, this one was fun for me because we got to talk about T-Mac, who I covered, his Magic career. We got to talk about that, him now going into the Magic Hall of Fame. Grant Hill, who I covered here in Central Florida, is now an NBA Hall of Famer. So congratulations to him. And just a lot of fun stuff to get to in addition to other Magic topics.
First off, there's only 2 weeks left in the season, and we're pumping out content. Pumping out content with
exactly
the best of them.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
Sam
exactly
Davis
right.
just said that to me, and I was like, yeah, we got three things that are dropping like today and tomorrow. But no, that one was a lot of fun. I thought it was interesting. And one of the teases I put together for the podcast was just who are maybe the next names that you guys were talking about that
could be
in the Magic Hall of Fame. You know, and then at the very end, I thought David had this great piece about what could have been this Magic season had everyone been really healthy.
Right.
And so there's a lot of good stuff in there that I think people are really going to enjoy.
Yeah, some good numbers on maybe the statistics that bear that out, the health-wise, and if this Magic team had been healthy. So a good healthy debate on maybe what could have been for this Magic season.
Healthy.
And again, congratulations to Grant Hill, just a class act. And I know he wanted better here in his Magic tenure, in his Magic career.
That was another good piece that was in there.
Yeah, he's an NBA Hall of Famer, and deservedly so. This guy did everything he could to get on the floor for the Orlando Magic. Just didn't come to be, but this guy is deserving of the Hall of Fame, and his Magic career wasn't what he wanted, but it wasn't for lack of trying. This guy did everything he could to be out there on the floor.
No, and that was some of the interesting things that I had heard because, you know, you hear those stories, but I wasn't around when that time happened. So to hear David, to hear Jeff, hear you and George talk about that, I thought that was great and it was refreshing. I think everyone should go subscribe, they should rate, and they should share it with all their friends.
Yeah, I agree. Well said. Well
just
said.
Do it all.
And how fired up are you real quick? The opening day for baseball, is there a big, other than the start of the NBA season, which we understand is increasingly becoming your first passion.
Yeah.
The opening day of baseball is special, isn't it?
Dante, this is weird for me. For the first time in like 4 years, I know my team's not trying to win. It's weird.
It's weird.
But, you know, you always get
your
excited
team being
for
the
it.
Kansas City Royals, right?
Yeah, it's tough. It's
all right.
Tough.
All right. Very interesting. Well, the Orlando Magic in action tomorrow night as they close out their homestand. And Magic fans, you've supported us all year long, and now it's our time to return the favor. Join us for Fan Appreciation Night on Wednesday, April 11th at 8 p.m. You enjoy special discounts and entertainment as we take on the Washington Wizards. For more information, go to OrlandoMagic.com/fanappreciation. And let's welcome in our guest for the program. He is John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com. You can follow him on Twitter at JohnDenton555. Following the Magic all season long. He's been following the Magic since 1997. He's been following the St. Louis Cardinals since when, JD? You've been a Cards fan for how long now?
Wow, I was just telling a buddy of mine today that I have a picture at home of Joe Torre with mutton chop sideburns holding me when I was a baby.
Oh, no kidding.
For like the first 28 years of my life, I went to a Cardinal game, so at least once a year. So I go way back. I'm a long-suffering, long-celebrating Cardinal fan.
I was going to say, there's been a lot more celebrating than suffering, I would think, for Cardinals fans. Is that not right? What's the outlook for the Cardinals this year, JD?
Probably a little bit better than mediocre.
Okay. So still.
Yeah, you know, we made a big trade getting the left fielder from the Marlins. If he can hit 38 home runs did last year, maybe we can be in the race. But, you know, we still got a long way to go. Our middle of the order, we don't spend money quite like those Red Sox, unfortunately. So our middle of the order doesn't scare too many people.
Well, it hasn't helped us much the last 2 years. They do spend the money, which I like and fans enjoy, but you got to get the right pieces together. And I think with John Farrell out of there and new management and Alex Cora, I think we're headed the right way. Speaking with John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com. All right, JD, give us a sense of practice today for the Orlando Magic. And from what I understand, some encouraging news maybe headed the Magic's way.
Yeah, you know, Dante, the team was really upset with the way they played last night. They really didn't play well on either end. Way too much dribble penetration against Brooklyn. Some bad shots that allowed Brooklyn to run out and, you know, get transition threes, get baskets in transition. It was pretty ugly, and it was surprising because, you know, the previous 20 games this team had really made some strides on the defensive end.
Right.
It struggled to score without Evan Fournier being out, with Simmons been out, Aaron Gordon's been out some. But the defense was a disappointment last night. But, you know, if you need defense, the guy to look for is Jonathan Isaac, and there's a good chance he's going to play tomorrow night. He practiced fully today, missed the last three games with that foot strain, but he's got a chance. Everybody can see it to be a special, really elite defensive player. And, you know, it'll be good to get him back on the floor, hopefully, tomorrow night.
JD, sit tight. We got one more segment with you. Real quick, Aaron Berlin, he's a St. Louis Cardinals fan. Is that the biggest rival for you? I know there are different conferences and all that, but the same state, right?
Oh, it's very frustrating. You know, when we got JD on the phone, I had to tell him I was mad because of the Greg Holland signing that they just had today. So, yeah just rub that in my window a little
bit. Yeah, so you won't be cheering on the St. Louis
Absolutely
Cardinals.
Not.
More coming your way. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We will rejoin John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com. And a reminder, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. Enjoy every Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. 407-89-MAGIC to purchase your 2018-19 full season plan today. John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com when we return.
There are jewelers around that will steer you away from designer rings because they don't have them.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
The reason why they don't have them is they can't get them.
But at IDC, we have the designers women want. Names like Tacori, Viraggio, and Henry Dawson.
At IDC, you can get the designer ring that she wants and the perfect diamond to go with it.
Don't compromise.
Don't make her settle for a cookie-cutter, China-made ring.
Get her a ring she'll be proud to show off. At International Diamond Center, the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. JD from OrlandoMagic.com. You can follow him at JohnDenton555. Already bringing us some good stuff. We more than likely will see Jonathan Isaac in the lineup tomorrow as well for the Orlando Magic. He's just only played 25 games for Orlando, so it'll be a great sign to have him back in the lineup. Again, OrlandoMagic.com is where you can get your tickets for the final game of this homestand tomorrow against the Chicago Bulls. OrlandoMagic.com. and get your tickets and join us as the Magic close out their 7-game homestand tomorrow. And you know what, JD, I want to get your thoughts on this, because, and again, this isn't to pin anything on Jonathan Isaac, but injuries have been the story of this Magic season. I don't like saying it. Fans don't like hearing it because it feels like you're making an excuse. But really, over 200 games lost to injury or illness. And I think where the season got away from the Orlando Magic was the injury to Jonathan Isaac and also Terrence Ross. I think losing those two guys, we've lost a number of guys. Everyone's been in and out of the lineup. But just touch on the impact and how much that has hurt Orlando, Isaac, and really, for to some extent, Ross, their inability to stay on the floor.
Yeah, Dante, if you go back to November 11th, you know, going into that night, the Magic were 8-4. They were playing in Denver that night. They had just beaten Phoenix.
Yes, right.
They were 8-4, you know, had things really going. Isaac blocks the shot of Emmanuel Mudiay, comes down on the back of his foot, and really things haven't been the same since then. I mean, he, you know, you don't always see it in the stat sheet, but he creates so much havoc with his length. He can be off a guy, and his arms are so long, he's still in the passing lanes. And I think, you know, from what we've seen, we've only seen, you know, bits and pieces because of the injuries with him. You can tell he's going to be special. And, you know, like you said with the injuries, I mean, you look out there last night, and, you know, I love Rodney Purvis and love what the Lakeland guys have done. But, you know, half the team on the floor last night were guys from, you know, from the Lakeland Magic. And, you know, you lose Evan Fournier. I've always thought he's the Magic's toughest guy.
Yes, right.
Mentally. You know, a guy who can create his own shot, can get baskets for you. Simmons is the same way. Terrence Ross was another, you know, great pro that you lost. I mean, you know, there's almost half this team that's been out at various times. Aaron's missed a big chunk, you know, several chunks of time. Vooch missed a big chunk of time. So, you know, I know Frank absolutely does not want to blame excuses or, you know, make excuses for what's gone on this season. But when you look at the number of games lost, you just wonder how the season could have been different if you had all these veterans on the floor.
Well, that's just it, and I will ask you that, how this season could have been different. And I want to throw something at you. We know the Magic have lost a number of games due to injury or illness, right? And I mentioned that's about 200. Yep. That puts them about 10th or 11th in the league. Okay, so they're about in the top third of games missed. But then if you dive further and you look at top eight scores around the NBA. Games lost to a team's top eight scorers, Milwaukee has lost 94 games, and the Magic have lost 82. Those are one and two. Those are one and two. Jonathan Isaac is not a top eight scorer. Matthew Dellavedova is not a top eight scorer for Milwaukee. So if you add them in, and let's just call it the top nine rotation players, 131 games apiece for the Magic and the Bucks, the most in the league. So so just the point being, JD, is exactly what you said, is not only have we lost games, but a lot of teams have lost players, but they're fringe players or maybe not rotation players. The Magic have lost, no one in the NBA has lost more games out of their top nine players than the Magic.
Wow. Yeah, that's the kind of research that makes you
But like you said,
lose Aaron Gordon for 23 games. You lose Vooch from December 23rd all the way till March. You know, you lose Fournier now probably for the rest of the season. You lose Terrence Ross from November 29th to the rest of the season. I mean, those are key guys who've been in the battles. They're veterans who know how to play and know how to have an impact on others. I mean, you know, it's just a domino effect when you lose veteran type guys like that. And you know, all those guys were expected to play key roles, and you just can't survive that. You know, every coach talks about next man up and, you know, the rah-rah, so, you know, opportunities for others and stuff like that. But if you lose big chunks of your top guys, you're just not going to win in this league. You're not going to win with backups. You're not going to win with kids in this league.
No, you're right. Speaking with John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com, you can follow him on OrlandoMagic.com or on Twitter at JohnDenton555. And you know what's interesting? I get a lot of questions, and you probably do, JD, about the future of this club, this new regime, this new front office that we have in place. And, you know, to use a baseball analogy, Tim Kirkjian, I heard him say the other day, analytics are great, and there's a part for it, and it gives you a lot of information. He said, but, you know, I equate it to going to the mechanic. You hook it up to a machine. It spits out all of this information. It tells you what's wrong. But you still need a mechanic to fix it. And the Magic.
That's right.
So analytics are great. It gives you information, but you still need we have two pretty good mechanics in John Hammond and Jeff Weltman, and I think couple that with the information they have from analytics, I think Magic fans should be very optimistic about what these guys are able to do.
Yeah, no, Dante, they're not greenhorns at doing this. I mean, they've turned around team after team after team. They've done this over a long period of time. I mean, the two of them have almost 60 years of experience in the NBA level together. You know, you see John Hammond there today. We chatted with him for a few minutes today. He pulls Aaron Gordon aside and tells him a couple things that he saw last night. So, you know, sure, they look at all the analytics. They pour through all the, five-man rotations, the best two-man combos, with this guy on the floor, with that guy on the floor. But there's also a human element of John Hammond being there every day at practice.
Or
being at games. And, you know, you can see a guy's body language when he comes out of a game. You can see little things about his form. You can see how if he plays hard in the fourth quarter when the team's down, things like that. So, like you said, analytics are very important, and I love them, and I think they've revolutionized the game. But there's also something to having a feel for the game, for being there. We all remember Otis Smith. Otis Smith wanted to be there every single day.
Yes, right.
The good, the bad. That way, when somebody came up to him and had an issue, you know, he could look him in the eye and say, hey, I was there. You know, I know exactly what you're talking about, or you're wrong because I saw it unfold. So, you know, the human element, seeing it for yourself, that also plays a huge role. And we've got two good ones in Jeff Weltman and John Hammond.
Yeah, we sure do. And they're going to have their work cut out. They've got a lot of decisions to make in the next couple of weeks at what this roster is going to look like moving forward. They've got some draft stuff to do. We've got the NBA draft coming up in just a couple of months. But you look at their body of work, and you can see the teams that they've turned around. And as I look at this roster, JD, and you look at – we don't know what this roster is going to look like in a couple months from now and who's staying and who's going. But I look at one guy, and I hope Nick Vucevic is here – for the rest of his career. It doesn't always happen in the NBA, but I hope he gets to be a part. He's put in six hard years with this team, and he wears his emotions on its sleeves, and on his sleeve, and I know it's taken a toll on him when the season starts to get away, but this is a guy that's put literally blood, sweat, and tears into this thing, and I really am hopeful that he gets to be a part of bringing this back to prominence.
Yeah, you know, Vooch really cares. I mean, that's the first thing you can start off with. Is he cares, and nobody wants to see this thing turn around more than him. And you know, he's been here through all this building, and it kind of irks him a little bit that he's put up all these numbers. He's got these franchise records. And he broke Shaquille's record for rebounds in a game, 29 in a game. A record that may never be broken. But, you know, if Vooch was honest about it, he wants to go back to the playoffs. He got to go his rookie year with Philadelphia. He hasn't gone since. Like I said, nobody wants to see this thing turn around more than him. And you could see him last night. I mean, the Magic didn't have a lot last night for whatever reason. Vooch still had 24 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists. You know, he was fighting and scrapping the whole way. And, you know, people get onto him because there were a lot of dunks. Well, he was having to come up to stop dribble penetration. And, you know, there were dunks behind him when the defense didn't rotate.
Yes, so, exactly right.
So give him credit for still playing hard last night in a game that, it got ugly, and it could have been really ugly if Vooch didn't put up the numbers that he did.
This guy wants to be a part of the solution, and I think Magic fans realize that, and I think they need to acknowledge that this guy's all about the right things, and he wants to be a part of this. You can go to OrlandoMagic.com. You can even go to NBA.com, and you can see the article that J.D. did on Maurice Spates and his late sister, LaShonda Glenn. For those that don't know, J.D., just get everyone up to speed on what Mo Spates has been dealing with, not only this year, not only the last couple of months, but for a number of years in his personal life in regards to his sister, his hero, who passed away last month. Just a tremendous job in your piece breaking down LaShonda and what she meant to Maurice.
Dante, LaShonda was, she was 10 years older than Mo. She had a childhood accident, playing with a gun, got shot in the face, actually, and had a bullet lodged in her brain her whole life. So she basically lived in a wheelchair her whole life. But Mo always looked up to her. He was always amazed at how bright and sunny disposition she had. She was so cheery, didn't get down about her situation. She was always a role model to him. And he had a great line about her. He said, I always looked at her as an angel because she was somebody who got a second chance in life. And she embraced it. She lapsed into another coma back in November. Doctors pretty much told the family that, you know, she probably wouldn't get out of the hospital. And Mo's been dealing with this all season. And, you know, sure enough, she dies in February. And, you know, Mo really thinks that, you know, God sent him to Orlando this year. You know, finally, in his 10th year, he got to play with the Magic, something he's always wanted to do. He says, you know, hey, God has a plan for everybody. Nothing happens, you know, without a reason. He thinks he was sent here to Orlando to be here for the family. And, you know, he got to spend time with his sister in the hospital. He got to be there for his mother, and he got to be there for his twin siblings that are a few years older than him, be there to help him. So, you know, he thinks that as bad as this situation was, at least he got to be here. He's thankful that he's with the Magic. He's a guy. You know, Frank Vogel, everybody in that locker room has raved about his basketball IQ, what he's meant as a mentor. And, you know, you can say a lot. It tells a lot about who he is as a family man, being there for his, you know, for his ailing sister who recently passed.
Yeah, it's a touching story, a tragic story in one regard, and just an incredibly inspiring story in another regard. Just Mo Spates, what he's been through and what his sister meant to him. And I thought you did a good job of putting that all together. OrlandoMagic.com is where you can find that, all of JD's coverage. JD, really appreciate it, and we'll see you there tomorrow, all right?
My pleasure. Thanks, Dante.
All right. You got it. John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com. That'll do it for another edition of Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center here on 96.9 The Game. Magic are back in action tomorrow night, where they will host the Chicago Bulls and close out their 7-game homestand. Hard to believe this homestand is already coming to a close. George Galante will join me 5:30 tomorrow right here on 96.9 The Game.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.